Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Today we have one of the funniest movies ever made, and it's from one of the funniest comedy teams to ever exist. It's A Night at the Opera, starring the Marx Brothers. As it happens, though, the team was at a low point just before making this movie. Their previous film, the classic Duck Soup, had not been a success with audiences, though that would change years later. Also, their contract with Paramount had not been renewed, and Zeppo had left the act to focus on a successful career as an agent and inventor. But things improved when Checo's friend and bridge partner, producer Irving Thalberg, brought the act to MGM. There was a condition, though. Thalberg didn't like their earlier anarchic comedies, and insisted that their next movie feature a stronger plot and a more sympathetic characterization for the Marxes. So they went ahead with this idea and got started. After a few failed attempts, the script was turned over to George S. Kaufman and Maury Riskind, both of whom had worked with the Marx Brothers before. The romantic and musical leads were taken by Alan Jones, who, by the way, grew up in a suburb of Scranton, not too far away from where my dad grew up, and opera veteran Kitty Carlisle, before her days on What's My Line. Margaret Dumont, the brothers' ever-reliable straight woman, was included, of course, and the cast also includes Sig Ruman, who would later appear in the classic comedy To Be or Not to Be, which we showed not too long ago. Also, in order to refine their routines, the Marx Brothers tested them before audiences and a nationwide tour. Now, there were a few problems during filming with director Sam Wood, who was a real perfectionist who didn't really appreciate the brothers' humor. But, in the end, this new approach worked, and very well. A Night at the Opera was a very big hit, both with critics and at the box office. It started a run of five movies they made for MGM, and it was named to the National Film Registry in 1993. Now, today, fans are somewhat split over the question of whether this movie, or Duck Soup, is their funniest film. Now, personally, I figure it's the Marx Brothers, and both movies are hilarious, so does it really matter which one is the best? Next week, we'll follow our normal schedule for the on-site DVD screenings. They're run on Monday and Wednesday afternoons, and are free of charge. Space is limited, so you need to sign up in advance. You can do that over the phone by calling us at 908-754-7885, or by going to our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Just click on the events calendar page, and then go to the movie listing. We'll provide some refreshments for you, but you can bring your own snacks, too. Just please don't spill anything. And you can still pass along your comments and suggestions, too. Please call them in, post them on our Facebook page, or email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Well, we hope you enjoy one of the few times the Barber of Seville isn't spoofed in an opera-themed comedy. This time it's Il Trovatore. And thanks very much for stopping by. And now, from MGM in 1935, here's A Night at the Opera.